And we're past the time, so we can go right into it. So the next meeting is Sullivan County Funding Corp. Roll call, please.
Mr. Steingart?
Here.
Mr. Steingart's present. Ms. Laughlin?
Here.
Ms. Laughlin's present. Mr. Siegel?
Present.
Mr. Siegel's present. Ms. Roig?
Here.
Ms. Roig is present. Mr. Perello?
Here.
Mr. Perello's present. Mr. Gunther?
Here.
Mr. Gunther's present. Mr. Sykes?
Here.
Mr. Sykes is present, and Mr. Smith is absent.
Okay, first is approving the October 19th special meeting. Motion?
So moved.
Paul. Second.
Paul and Susie second. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any against? Okay, so moved. Schedule of payments. Motion?
I'll make the motion. Carol.
Harold, second. Howard and Carol. Any discussion? There are no changes from what was submitted?
Correct.
Then I'll call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any against?
Nope.
So there's only one new business discussion and approval of the board officers and committee members.
Ira, I will have a second piece of new business that you're aware of, but let's get this one out of the way first.
Okay. So it's really just a discussion and approval. There's no resolution for it. So anybody have any concerns with what was presented? I don't. So
no,
the discussion is over and it's approved. Now, Jen, isn't there, two committees, one committee that has to meet before the end of the year? That's governance?
That's correct. And so I wanted to get these, this list approved. And if we, just for the sake of the minutes, if we could do a motion and a second and to approve the list, I realize there's not a resolution, but if we could do a vote, that would help for the minutes. And then, yes, I'll reach out to the governance committee members, because the governance committee is required to meet annually, and hasn't met yet. So I thought we could do, the governance committee meetings of all three agencies. Sometime in the next couple of weeks.
Especially since they're all the same people, so that should be convenient. So
exactly.
Okay. So does anybody have any concerns with any of their appointments? Then we'll move forward, and then we'll have the discussion with the food hub.
No, Ira, she would like to get a motion and second.
Yeah, I'll make a motion. I'll make a motion, Susie.
I'll second it.
We need
Carol.
A second.
Okay.
Okay, any discussion then? All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay.
If we opposed it, it wouldn't help, right? I'm kidding.
No, exactly. You're getting the job. Sorry.
Well, is it coming?
Who wants
to
carry the conversation on with her?
What, Howard?
As long as it comes with the pay, I'm saying that we're being taped, and because we get audited every 7 seconds, I want them to go fishing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm doubling your pay.
Thank you.
For a year-end gift.
Yeah. So who wants to carry the conversation on with the food hub? Jen, you want to do it, or Walter, or Ed?
I wasn't at the call, so I'm not the one to do it.
So the food hub.
I see that Mark sent in an amended request, which I didn't get a chance to read because I just saw it a little while ago. So Jen, why don't you take over?
Well, I don't have it either. I know it exists, but I haven't received it. The food hub received Ira and Howard.
Jen, if there's nothing pressing and we haven't seen the amended request, should we just wait till we get the amended request?
It was the amended request was a statement that I had asked him to put in that doesn't deviate from anything other than, what was it, Jen? It was more of a clarification of background?
Yes, there was a little more narrative that was going to be added about the project and what's been happening with the project. But the general nature of the request was would the, and this is, I believe this is more of a request for the IDA. There were two aspects of the request. One was, would the IDA loan and lease committee and the board consider deferring the equipment lease payments and building lease payments for a period of a year? And the other piece of the request was, would the IDA consider reimbursing the food hub not-for-profit for some repair work that they have paid for on the coolers and freezers? And that was another small change that needed to happen to the request, was there were some invoices that the IDA actually already, there was at least one invoice that the IDA already did pay for. So I had asked the food hub folks to revise their list and make sure that it only included things that we haven't paid for yet. So those were the two pieces of the request. But it was my understanding on the call, and Ed and Howard, please correct me if I missed it, that it's not an incredibly urgent request. And I don't, like I say, I don't have it in writing yet. I don't have the revised request in writing yet.
Well, since I should have handled it in the IDA, that answers that question real quick, that we'll do it next month.
Yeah, I don't think we should take any action without knowing the specifics.
Yeah, we're in the wrong, I messed up, and it should have been in the IDA, not the funding corp. So we'll do it next month.
Don't let that happen too often.
I'll try not to.
But just out of curiosity,
close to holiday time. So.
Just out of curiosity, I know we're not acting on it, but like, what kind of money are we talking about here?
So it's simple, Susie. They need somewhere in excess of $7,500 that they'd like us to pay for, which when you see it, you're going to say fine. And they want to defer $31,000 into the following year and pay it. It's all, you know, I asked them, instead of, you know, what is it per month, what is the total? And it's approximately $31,000. They just want to push back a year.
And I think when they do the report next month, it would just be helpful to know what the activities are, what's going on with it. You know,
that's what's in the letter. That's what's in the letter. That's what I'd ask them to explain. It was a pretty positive call. And
great.
We gave no indication at all whatsoever that we would do it. As you can tell, I did not even come close to agreeing. Right, Jen?
Right.
Well, it was clear by everybody that we have to go back to the board.
Would you like to ask Mark McLuhan to come to the January meeting to make, so that he could be there if there were questions by board members who were not on the call?
I think that's an excellent idea, because he's committed. He's very excited about this project. He's a volunteer, just so everybody realizes. He's putting a lot of time in, and they're very excited on how far they've come, although, you know, they're still not making money, but the conversation was very encouraging. You would agree with that, Howard, right, and Jen?
Yeah, I was down on the food hub, to be honest with you, before the call, and I was shocked as to how much detail and what they're actually getting into and what their thought process is. So I was pretty skeptical going into the call, but really surprised. So it would be great to have them come and share what they're doing with everybody. And the fact that he chuckled when I said, how much do you guys get paid? And when all three started to laugh, which was a little bit annoying, but nonetheless.
They get exactly the same amount you get for serving on this board.
I know. And it looks like they do a fair amount of work. So.
Okay.
That sounds good.
So, Jen, you'll take care of inviting him to next month's IDA?
Yes.
Please. Hello?
Did he actually just pick that up?
Who? I'm trying to figure out who it was.
I have
a motion from Joey. Now you are.
Ira, I have one more thing. As I said, you're aware of it, and it only became something that we were asked formally about, as opposed to being asked informally over the weekend. There'll be a request letter coming. Apparently, Sullivan County, which owns the landfill expansion parcel, is that what you and Joe call that piece, the 80-odd acres that is behind the Apollo Plaza?
The large investment that we call it from, that the county made years ago that they shouldn't have, yes.
Okay. There is an accepted offer by Columbia Ice, which is the same company that just bought the ARC building, to purchase that property. And in order to accomplish that in a way in which they will be able to easily get funding going forward, the request that was made by an email from Mike McGuire was for the county to convey that to Sullivan County Funding Corp, as they did when they were selling the Apollo Plaza, and that Sullivan County Funding Corp, which is not subject to competitive bidding, would then make the deal with Columbia Ice. I think that my understanding is that there will be a resolution at the county legislature upcoming meeting, maybe it's tomorrow, to that effect.
Thursday, yeah.
And it's something, Ira, that you and Joe are aware of, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, no, the whole legislature is in favor of doing it, yes.
Now, what has been
there was a sell price of $550, right?
I don't know any deal terms.
Oh, you don't know the info, okay.
What is the number, though, yes.
But I do know what has been requested is that when we did this in the past and ran things through the funding corp as a methodology to accomplish things without going out to a competitive bid where for economic development you might end up with the wrong high bid. The funding corp received 10% of the net proceeds of those transactions. Everybody probably recalls that?
Yes.
If not, that's what it was. The request this time around started out to be, would the funding corp do this without any share of the proceeds inuring to the benefit of the funding corp? I reached out to the folks at Harris Beach who do this all the time, and they said the funding corp must receive some amount of the purchase price from the buyer and then pay over to the county less than that amount as the purchase price from the county. So the request was amended to be 99% of the net proceeds would be paid over to the county. And the theory there, without offending Ira and Joe, was that the funding corp was in better financial position than the county.
Wonderful.
Are we making sure that we cover our legal expenses?
No, it's the net proceeds.
Okay.
And there would be a fair amount of work to be done because the property would be subdivided because not all of the parcel, as you guys are aware, is being sold in the Iceman transaction. And there's another piece being retained to be sold otherwise, which would also be accomplished through the funding corp. Joe, you have any concerns, or does that make sense?
You know, that makes sense. I know the small piece you're referring to is 4-acre piece, but when I convey it all over to the IDA, they're doing the whole lot.
Funding corp.
They'd be conveying it to the funding corp. The funding corp would be responsible for making the applicant, you know, for hiring the surveyors, for making application to the planning board, getting the subdivision approved. That would all be something that would be handled by the funding corp, and it would be the funding corp would pay for that, but that would come off of the purchase price, and 99% of the net proceeds, not the gross proceeds,
would be
payable to Sullivan County as the purchase price. Right.
And our peers have the understanding that it will be an IDA project, just so you know.
Yeah.
On both of them or one of them?
I think on
both. Or just the one. Well, the one meaning the large lot. The second lot, we don't know what's going to be.
Okay.
Is that what you're referring to, Walter?
No, Jen has already been, and I've already been contacted regarding the larger parcel, the 4-acre parcel. I have no details. I have no idea.
Right. Okay. Yeah, the county's keeping that part, whether it be in the IDA.
Well, yeah, I've just met the large parcel. I'm sorry. I wasn't clear on that.
So what we'll need, Ira, should the county legislature adopt the resolutions to transfer this to the funding corp, there will then be a contract prepared by Mike McGuire and Tom Cawley for this conveyance to the funding corp. It would be styled as a sale. And then you would have to call a special meeting of the funding corp to approve that transaction.
Walter, would it be better if the county did the subdivision and the meets and bounds of the large lot and then not convey both properties to the funding corp?
The feeling was that that would slow down the ultimate sale to on the back end, because there are time frames and notices that the funding corp needs to give when they contract to sell this.
Okay.
Which I believe, Jen, is at 120 days? Jen?
She must be muted.
I'm sorry. You're talking about time frames for notices?
The funding corp enters into a contract to sell to the Iceman. We have to give notices all over the place that we're doing that, and I think those notices are on 90 or 120 days notice, aren't they?
Yeah, there's a 90 and a 30 day.
Right. So, Joe, the answer was that in order to get this done and get money from these properties to the county government as quick as possible, that the subdivision process by the funding corp could be running concurrently with those 90 and 30 day periods, as opposed to this dragging out for 9 or 10 months.
Okay.
On top of it, I would think that the county is going to use the same rationale on how they sold the big lot for the back lot, 4 acres also.
Therefore, yeah, I'm sure we have maps too on it, Ira, so they could have pulled all those maps and maybe up just.
I'm talking about selling of that 4 acres. I'm sure the same rationale that's going, that you want to control who's going to be there to make sure it goes along with the project. So.
Well, the county will have only what I would call indirect control once they transfer it to the funding corp.
But enables us to not have to bid it out to the highest bidder. That's what I'm talking about.
It enables the transfer to be made by the funding corp without putting the property out to bid.
Exactly. That's my point.
Yep. So I guess the question for today that I wanted to be able to respond is, the funding corp okay with giving 99% of the net proceeds to the county?
Yeah, I'm
glad. I am. We're getting rid of this parcel. It's key, and I think it's a great project, so I have no problems with it.
Okay.
I just wanted to mention, if we're discussing finances, and I'm not suggesting that this is an opportunity for the funding corp to make money, but I would like to discuss at some point funding corp finances, because the Millennium Revolving Loan Fund is very well capitalized. I think there's close to $400,000 in that fund, or in that bank account, but savings is running low. So that's a discussion maybe we can continue going forward.
Maybe the IDA can reduce the quarterly payment for services, since they've become fairly routine, Jen, as a way to, you know, handle that.
I was thinking that. So the funding corp just today approved the third and fourth quarter payments at $10,000 each, but that might be a discussion for 2021, is to reduce that quarterly payment. Save the funding
corp a bit. We'll put it on the agenda at some point.
Yeah, that was a discussion item.
I'm not familiar with Sullivan County's, you know, current financial woes, other than what I read, that every local government has plenty of problems due to revenue declines from things like sales tax and room tax during the COVID crisis. So, you know, that was the basis of the request to do this at 99%. I think the county at this point needs to harvest as much as they can. And Joe, to your point, the reason that they wanted it done with the funding corp handling the subdivision is just so that we wouldn't be delayed 2 or 3 months for the subdivision to happen and then delayed another 90 and 30 days on the back end.
Okay.
Okay, that's being the last bit of a motion to adjourn the funding corp.
I'll
make it.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Any against? Okay. We'll move right into the Sullivan County Infrastructure Local Development Corp.